This is a picture about animation. Of course it's affected by, if not really about, New York. Of course it pulses with energy. Why are those lines broken if not to make the paint pulse and flicker and shine and shimmy? Abstraction had been, under Mondrian's presidential authority, a very sober, austere, deliberate kind of business. People have treated him almost as if he was a kind of high priest of philosophical purity. And here he is essentially all about what? He is about play.
Broadway Boogie Woogie was followed by Victory Boogie Woogie. Though it was unfinished at Mondrian's death in February 1944, when Victory was far from a done deal, the patches and strips of colour paper, which Mondrian could move around to fine-tune the composition, give it a jumping, flickering energy, almost as though he could sense the celebration that would come.
It's official. It's all over. It's total victory.
That hit of liberated, jubilant energy was sustained by the abstractions painted in New York after the war. Abstractions pumped up with the vitality of expressionism. Jackson Pollock's pictures were monumental in scale and ferociously physical in execution. Mondrian's calculated finesse have been swept aside by instinctive whiplash, dripping and staining. It was all look at me action. And when you did look, you got a non-stop loop of the drama of the painting's creation. Yet, somehow, none of this dissolved into chaos. What the best Pollocks delivered was a rhythmically orchestrated web of line and colour. Pollock and the other giants of abstract expressionism were hailed as heroic individualists.